We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, and we are starting Ayin Aleph on the bottom, seven lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Maskif. The Gemara said that Lo Yolin Chel of Chagi Ad Baker means that you're not allowed to leave the Emurim until the first morning, which means the first morning of Chol HaMoed. How do we know that? We know because it says Reishis right afterwards. It means Baker, you would think, means the second morning. But comes the word Reishis, it just means the first morning. Maskar of Yosef, time of the cost of Reishis. You're only making this drasha because it says Reishis. That's how you know Baker means the first morning. Haloi cost of Reishis. Have a mean my Baker, Baker Shani. You would say maybe Baker means the second day Chol HaMoed. Frate the Gemara, Meikin Midi, how could it be? The Basar, if Shalem Orta, the Basar already is nicer already, the first night of Chol HaMoed is ready, is nice already. The Murim at Safra, you can bring the Murim to the morning? Is it possible the Murim have more time than Basar? Omle Abayim, Lom Aloy, why not? Very Pesach, Karm Pesach, Lom Lom Azariah, the Basar, if Shalem Chatzais, the law is that you have to eat it by Chatzais, he holds the Raisa, we hold on with the Rabbanim, they hold, Lom Azariah holds, mid the Raisa, it's possible in Chatzais. The Emurim we know is at Safra. So you see, Emurim can have longer Zman than the food, than the Basar they're eating. So that can't be the Kasha. So I'm Rav Hakel Kasha. This is Rav Yosef's Kasha. Mi ikem midi, the ilu tana le basar loy baya reishis. For Rav Kana le murim baya reishis. How could it be that we have a Brisa now that says for Basar, we have the word Biker, and we know it means the next morning, and without the word Reishis, and by Emurim, all of a sudden, you need Reishis to tell us Baker means the first morning. Mahi, what is this? The Tayyulut and the Braisa. Lo Yolin Rabasar Asher Tizbach Be'erev Yom Rishon LeBaker. This is the Pasuk in Parashat A that we were referring to before. This is the Pasuk in Parashat A that says, you shouldn't leave off a Basar until, that you shech the Be'erev Yom Rishon until LeBaker. Now, what does this mean? So, in Rashi and Chumash handles, does this mean Karim Pesach, that you shech Be'erev? And then that means noise on that, or means something else. So it means, the Gemara says, it means Chagigas Yedalad. It means Chagigas Yedalad, that you shecht be'erev, means Erev Pesach. It says you shouldn't let it be noisar past the tomorrow morning, Labaikim. What does that mean? Maybe does that mean the first morning, or maybe it means different morning? Zokta Gemara, Limeid, Chagigas Yedalad, Shnechal Shtayom of Laila Echon. It teaches us that the Chagigas Yedalad could be eaten for 2 days and one night. And we'll see in a second how. It says, but Yom HaRishon LeBaker. We'll see how. Maybe only means for the rest of today and tomorrow, and tonight, that's it. But tomorrow morning already, you can't eat it. Yom HaRishon LeBaker. It says, Yom HaRishon, what's tight? Yom HaRishon. Yom HaRishon means like this. You eat it, Yom HaRishon, you can eat it, Yom HaRishon. But LeBaker, you can't leave it LeBaker. Hare Baker Sheni Amor. That means that you eat it the whole Yom Rishon, and you shouldn't leave it till Baikah Sheni, until Baikah Sheni. Or in El Baikah Rishon, maybe it's Baikah Rishon. Omani Mekayim Chagiga Necheles Ashtar Yom V'Layla Echad Chutz Mezum. So first of all, the Gemara says, the Gemara explained the whole Braisa before the Gemara gets to the Kasha that Ravi is trying to ask. But in El Baikah Rishon, maybe it means Baikah Rishon. I, what's the word, the Yom Rishon? So we'll see, the Gemara will explain. The Gemara says, no. Omani mekayim chagiga nechalas shayom v'layla echad chutz mezu. And when would you eat a chagiga 2 days or one night? Besides for this one, because Oimer im neda oinedava is an extra word im neda nedava limed chagiga siyadala shenechalas shayom v'layla echad. That pasuk is by Shlomim im neda oinedava. It's an extra word im, just like Shlomim is eating 2 days and one night. So chagiga siyadala also nechalas shayom v'layla echad. So before we explain the Braisa, let's just recap what the Braisa is trying to say. The Braisa is trying to say is, don't tell me that Chagigas Yedalad has to be eaten by the next morning. You have 2 days and one night to eat it. That's the bottom line. You have 2 days and one night to eat it. And the Gemara said that Be'etzel Devi Havamina, that the word Labbaiker means that you have to stop eating by next morning, the first morning already. But because it says B'yom HaRishon, that teaches us, no, I can eat an extra day. And the Gemara then says, maybe not, and then says, Imna Adonadava. And we have to see Psha and the Braisa, and once we see Psha and the Braisa, we'll understand the question. We really understand the question right now already. We see that by Basar already, we assume that Boker means Boker Rishon. We have the word Rishis. That's really the Kasha. But let's first explain the Braisa, and then we'll get back to the Kasha. So Amma Mar. It says in the Brice that we just learned. Maybe it means that the Chagigah you bring with the Karan Pesach, which we call Chagigah Sidalid, has to be eaten, that has to be eaten in the first, by the first morning of Pesach already. So Samara has a kasha. How could you say such a havamina that they have to eat the next morning? We just finished saying that, but Yom Harishon, the bride's finished saying, but Yom Harishon teaches us to eat it the whole day. So like the bride makes sense. The bride says, how do you know I can eat it 2 days? Because says Yom Harishon. Samara says, maybe not. What do you mean, maybe not? It said Yom Harishon. Samara says, Hachkama. This is how I would have touched the word Yom Harishon. The pasuk maybe is talking about both chagigas. Achas chagigas zedalad, v'achas chagigas tazvav. V'zula baikra, v'zula baikra. And how would you read the pasuk? Rashi explains that maybe the word b'yam arishon is a milsa achriti. And this is how you would read the pasuk. V'l yolin mena basar asher tizbach ba'erev, don't be yolin. Now what does that mean? Yolin always means the next morning. That'll be one. Then it says, "B'yoyim harishoyin labayker," and the carbon you bring b'yoyim harishoyin shouldn't be left over for labayker for the next morning. So it would come out each chagiga would only be eaten for 1 day, 1 night. Chagiga sedala would be lo yolin and abas hashet tezvach b'erev, and then b'yoyim harishoyin labayker would mean chagiga tezvav can mean past the next morning. That's what I mean. Let's read it inside one more time. How come? Ain't a love steak chagiga tezvav ve'ach chagiga sedala ve'chagiga tezvav v'zula baiker v'zula baiker. So the bride answers, no. El the kaimelon, chagiga nechal shayom va'echad, im kain, im nedo nedovam v'may. We know that one of the chagigas eat them 2 days and one night. Like the pasuk says, im nedo, the rebuy of im nedo, which says that the is a chagiga is like a shlom. V'may, I chagigas yedalid, haksiv bey, yoyim v'layla. If the chagigas yedalid, we said, no, lo yolin, min abbas ha-shiz tizbach v'erev, means only eat it 1 day and one night. V'i chagigas tezvav, Haksiv v'yayim alayla also. He said v'yayim arishon labayka means the first one. Ella has to be hi l'chagigas tezvav. That the pasuk im neder davas to l'chagigas tezvav. V'heich kula kra. This pasuk we have us is kula kra l'chagigas yedalad limed. L'chagigas yedalad l'chagigas shayim alayachad. And what's v'yayim arishon mean? V'yayim arishon, they think you behold v'yayim arishon, you can't leave over labayka. So what comes out? We're saying both chagigas eat them in 2 days and one night. Ad kam pshar in the Brisa.
Why can neder and nedav both go on chagigas tezvav?
What?
Why can im neder and nedav both go on chagigas tezvav?
No, im neder is var chagigas tezvav, and then this pasuk also chagigas tezvav.
Yeah.
So we don't need two pesukim for the same thing. They're both pesukim are ma'isa. Im neder for sure saying you eat it 2 days and one night, because being marbe chagigah into shlom, it's part of shlom. Shlom is 2 days and one night. Here the pasuk says lo yolin min abas hashizbach be'erev v'yem rishon labayker. We know for sure it's talking about chagigas dalak. It says be'erev. What's proper erev? Only chagigas yedalad. Then it says b'yom harishon labayker. What do you do b'yom harishon? It has to mean they can eat it also b'yom harishon. So till now we said maybe that half of the pasuk is going on tezvav, but we have a pasuk in there that says there's two problems there. The pasuk in there says you have to eat 2 days, 2 nights. B'yom harishon labayker only 1 day, 1 night. So we know it can be talking about tezvav here. It has to be yedalad. So we see both of them eat for 2 days and 1 night. But what do you see from this brisa? The word baiker always means the first morning without the word rachis. Time of the cost of the ksiv yom rishon labayker. Then that teaches us the my baiker baiker sheni. How call hecha ksiv baiker stoma without the word yom harishon? Then baiker rishon. But afgal looks a bit racist. So that's Rav Yosef's kasha. Rav Yosef's kasha is that you're making a drasha. That was Amar making a drasha. Says chagigas chamisha also the emurim have to be till the next morning. It's very nice. So why? It says baiker and next word says racist. Says they don't need that. You don't need reishis. Baika always means the first morning. You don't need reishis. And it's a kava chaymer. Madach by basar, which is kachim kalim. You can eat it, it's like kachim kalim. Still, we name on baika means the first morning. A murim, which is more chamer, which is kachim kachim, like Rashi says before, it's more chamer, which means it's kachim kachim. Then the halacha is that zicha means baika rishon. And you don't need reishis. And it blives by akasha. It stays with akasha. Akapanim, what comes out from what we learned is, number one is that either from the word rachis or stam baiker, that emurim are nicer in the morning. And on the other hand, the basar is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night. The chagigas yedalad, you can eat the whole first day of Pesach. And chagigas tezvav, you can eat the whole first day of Chol HaMoed. Ad kan the sugya of Shamas Simcha, Chagiga, v'chulim. Now we're going back to shechting the Karan Pesach on Shabbos. And when you'll be chayiv for shechting a Karan Pesach on Shabbos. We know that if you do a iser v'shoigig on Shabbos, you chayev v'chatos. And for example would be shechting a carbon that's not supposed to be brought on Pesach or on any yontif, you'd be chayev v'chatos. Shabbos. If you bring a carbon on Shabbos, not so we brought on Shabbos, yichayev v'chatos. That's an example. Now, our mishnah and the mechah is something that we had in other mesach. There's something called tov dvar mitzvah. If you are trying to do a mitzvah and you even did a little bit of a mitzvah, the halacha is you're not chayev v'chatos. It's really a machlokes tanoim, we'll see. But there's a shaila if you tov dvar mitzvah yichayev v'chatos. So let's see the mishnah. Ha pesach sheshochdu shloi l'shmoi. You took a carbon pesach, it was on Shabbos, you shechdu shloi l'shmoi. If you shecht a pesach l'shmoi, it's pasul. So it turns out a person who shechted a pesach l'shmoi did an iser and was no key mitzvah whatsoever. So you'd be chayev v'chatos if it's Shabbos. Ha pesach sheshochdu shloi l'shmoi b'Shabbos chayev v'lav chatos. Why? Because you didn't even do a mitzvah. Even though you're trying to do a mitzvah, but you didn't do a mitzvah l'maisa. But v'shar kol zvachim shochem shem pesach. If you shecht, you took for example a shlomim and shecht a shem pesach. The loch is a shlomim shem pesach. It's not yotzi yechayva, but it's kosher. So it depends. Im ein ruuyim, if it's not only Shabbos erev Pesach. Yeah. So you took a shlomim on erev Pesach Shabbos and you shecht a shlomim shem pesach. So if it was something that could not be a current pesach, for example, a bakar or an akeva. So then you also chayiv, because you can't say tov dvar mitzvah. You didn't think this animal was a karm pesach because it was a cow, and a cow is not kosher for karm pesach. No, a shepherd is kosher for karm pesach. Also, if it's an akeva, it's not kosher for a pesach. So then the lach is also kuli al mechayiv chatas because it can't be tov dvar mitzvah. You didn't make a mistake. But if it's a little shepherd and it was a shlomim and I brought it l'shem pesach, so the lach is that it's not yotzev a shlomim, but it's a kosher a karm l'maisa. And it could be I made a mistake. I thought it was a Pesach. So there it's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev, he holds yichayev chatas. Because the ma'isa, it's not a kosher carbon. Rabbi Shua poiter. Rabbi Shua holds that yipata. Because he holds a tov dvar mitzvah. Omolei Rabbi Eliezer. A pastor Rabbi Shua holds, you have to make a mistake in dvar mitzvah. And also, you have to be kayim a shtikol mitzvah. Omolei Rabbi Eliezer. To Rabbi Shua, Ma in Pesach shum mutalushmoi. Madach Pesach is today. It's its day today on Shabbos. I'm allowed to bring it lishmoi. It's mutter. Kishinah shmoi chayiv. When I change it and do it l'shem a different carbon, yechayiv. So zvachim shem esur lishmoi. A shlom that I'm not allowed to bring today. Kishinah shmoi. Didn't she chayiv? Of course she be chayiv. That's Rabbi Eliezer's kasha. So you have to explain the kasha. L'chayiru Pesach is worse because you do it l'shem something else. It's possible. Mashiach and shlom is kasha. So the Rishonim speak out that Rabbi Eliezer holds is taka pasul. If you do anything in Shem Pesach, it's just like Pesach itself, Shloish Malas Pata, anything in Shem Pesach is also not a good carbon. And therefore he holds Yechayiv. Therefore he says you should be Yechayiv because you're not Yotzei any mitzvah. And Rabbi Shua, who holds that really it's kosher, is answering the Dvara of the Rabbi Eliezer. Omlei Rabbi Shua, don't bring a right in there. Loyim Amrit Pesach Shinu V'Dava Aser. Pesach, the reason why it's a problem is because Mishana it to something that you can't bring today on Pesach. I'm Mishana it for Shlomim. I did it l'shem Shlomim. Therefore, Yechai v'chatas. Toimer v'zvachim, Shinom v'dava muta, you did it l'shem Pesach, which is muta to bring on Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Shabbos. So there, that will be called a Tavad v'amitzvah, and you won't be Yechai. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, I'll bring a right, it's not true. Even if you do l'shem something, that's mutter to bring on Shabbos, you're still going to be chayiv. Even you're going to agree to that. Amar Rav Eliezer, emuri tzibi echichu, shem utarim, l'shman. You're allowed to bring a carbon tzibur on Shabbos, v'ashech l'shman chayiv. But if you shecht shlomim l'shem chatos of chatos tzibur, you're chayiv. Because it's no good. Amar Rav Yeshua, loyim amrit b'emuri tzibur, sheyesh lahem kitzva. You know why that's not called Tavad Vah Mitzvah? Because everyone knows that when you brought already the Talmud of the day and the Musaf of the day, you already brought that. So there's no Havamina, I'm bringing this carbon, the Shlomim, L'shem, the Musaf. It's not Tavad Vah Mitzvah. You know, it's already Kitzvah. You can't bring an extra Musaf. Masha'ikin carbon Pesach, you don't know how many, and Rashi speaks out, even if you brought a Karm Pesach itself, if you see a Shlomim sitting around, you think, oh, it's a Karm Pesach, it looks like a Karm Pesach, it's a Shepshla. So you brought it, L'shem Debailim, so it could be Tavad Vah Mitzvah, because you thought that it wasn't brought yet. There's millions of Kabbalahs there. You thought, oh, look, I'm going to do the guy a favor. And that's the answer to Rachraim's kasha. How could he bring a carbon from someone else? He needs shlichos. And he never made your shliach. Teretz is a schia. He sees a carbon there. It's all kolam shayfano. He shechted it for you. So again, Rabbi Shua only holds his Torah about mitzvah if it's possible to make a mistake. For example, it's a carbon that looks like a Pesach. And he did it l'shem Pesach. But even though it was a shlomim, but since he thought it was a Pesach, so it's Torah about mitzvah. Masha'en can we do it l'shem, a carbon tzibur, you know, yesh le kitzvah, you know it's not a Muslim. You don't want to bring a Muslim now, and therefore be chayav. Rameya actually argues, he holds even Shech L'Shem Muri Tzibur, it's part of why, because I did it L'Shem, something that is mutter to do today, and it's called Torah Dva Mitzvah, and Yitaka Pater. And Rameya holds, you don't have to actually be Mekayim Mitzvah right now. Either, Pashtus, Rameya holds that, if you did it L'Shem that, it's Pater. Now the Mishnah ends off with a few more halachas. Shachtu Shloy L'Oichlov, V'Shloy L'Mnuyav. Let's say Shechter Relkan on Pesach, but you Shechter it for people who can't eat. Which means chayla azakin. Shloim nuyav people shechted for everyone who was not money, wasn't counted on it. La areilim v'latmeim, or to only areilim or only tmeim yechayiv on Shabbos. Why? Because a pasla carbon. La oichlav shloim oichlav, but if you shechted for oichlav and shloim oichlav, la mnuyav shloim nuyav for both, for mnuyim and shloim nuyim, mulim areilim, la mulim areilim for people who had a mila and for areilim, latmeim latayim. Then you potter. Why you potter? Because it's a kosher carbon. If I can't even ask, what's the chiddush? It's part of course, it's a kosher carbon. Like number four, if you shecht it for both eichlam and shalaychlam, it's a kosher carbon. Shocht when it's about mum, if you shecht the carbon pesach, you pronounce about mum, yechayiv. I, why yechayiv? It's not my fault. There is about mum, you should have chat before. Because halacha is a carbon pesach needs bikur, needs to be checked. So halacha of a carbon pesach has to be checked. Therefore, yechayiv, because you should have checked. But shocht when it's a treifa, v'seisa, if you found a treifa, hit it in potter, because he has supposed to know. Then you attack a potter. Unless he's shechted, then he found out that no one owns anymore. The Bailam left. They gave up. They were mafker already before. Or Shemesu, they died. Or Shenitmu became Tamei. And all the whole Bailam was Tamei. Still Potter. Why? Because you shechted Rishos. They also, you shechted Rishos, so you didn't have to know. It's only by Mum where you should have known, then you chayav chatas. But Shenke with Trefa, or by Mum, or Trefa, or the Bailam died, or the Bailam came Tamei, you didn't have to know that. Then there are Oinis. And you are potter. Shakam just means you are anus, and therefore you're potter.